This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Oh my gosh, I don't know if people were still awake, not because it was late, but because the game was such a snooze fest last night. But the Phillies score five runs in the seventh inning, because the other team decides that analytics are more important than a pitcher that's pitching well. So it's the way it works in baseball nowadays. Good morning, but that's just part of it. There's so many issues that fans, it's a shame that fans have to deal with anymore in sports that have made sports. Sports used to be something that it's still fun. I mean, don't. Let me say it, it's not fun. Sports used to be games. When there were games, most of them were fun. Most of them had something that you could be excited throughout the game. And it's whether you were at home watching on TV, you were at the game in person. Now they're a joke. Hey, the Phillies won the game, and that's important, obviously, for the Phillies. I don't trust Vinny Velasquez. He's going to break your heart somewhere along the way. He's going to break your heart. But he pitched well again last night. The Sixers played a Division III team last night. That's a disgrace. The NBA has become, you know, baseball could be boring, and they got to figure it out, and I don't know what they're going to do. They have to figure it out, and we know that. But basketball, okay, you're getting to the playoffs, and it's just say, okay, it's the playoffs. There's going to be blowouts in the playoffs, too, because the teams, there's going to be teams in there that just aren't good enough. These play-in games are a joke. I know people say, oh, it's exciting. The end of the season's exciting. No, it's not. You know these teams shouldn't be in there. Eight teams should make the playoffs like it always was, and even the eighth team. It's rare that the eighth team's going to do anything, but at least, okay, that was it. They're just creating those games for more television games. That's all the NBA has become. And then during the season, you're not even playing the players. Last night, Golden State, I'm not sure how much they needed the game, but Steph Curry, okay, no, he didn't play last night. Teams, every game, teams come out and they decide they're just not going to play players. It's really kind of sad. It's sad that that's what it's become. It really is sad. So I don't know what you can do about it. The playoffs coming up, I can't even imagine what the last games of the season are going to be like today and tomorrow. Teams playing the last games of their season. It's a joke. It really is a joke. There's a full schedule of games, and there's probably three of them that mean something on Sunday. It looks like a full schedule of games, Saturday and Sunday. Saturday is not a full schedule today. The Sixers play. Who's going to play tomorrow? They're going to get the trainers to play for the Sixers tomorrow so the guys don't have to play. It's the last game, which means absolutely zero. The Orlando Magic have actually packed it in to schedule those two games for the last two games of the season. And that's just the way the schedule falls. is a joke. They wanted to give the Sixers a break when they put out the schedule. But regardless of all that, it is what it is. But the talk during the week is not the Sixers. I mean, they lost an embarrassing, disgraceful game the other night. But it's not about that. It's not Doc Rivers who said, yeah, this is South Beach. So he lays out, he is loaded. He is worse than Brett Brown when it comes to excuses. He's worse than Brett Brown. And Brett Brown had excuses. Both good guys. I get it. And I know Doc Rivers is a better coach than Brett Brown. We know that. But to stop with the excuses, you know, we didn't play hard. Well, whose fault is that? That's your fault. That's your fault. As soon as you see the guys aren't playing hard, you just take them out of the game. Because now you've established you've established something which is not good for the basketball team. But again, I don't want to get too deep into that. We'll get into that during the show. It's the Eagles, and it's the Eagles' schedule. It is unbelievable, and it is laughable how the NFL has trapped us into making the schedule release, which was, I forget even what day, was it Wednesday, making the schedule release a big deal. A two-hour snooze fest of television for the schedule release. And the NFL now is smarter than ever because they release drips and drabs during the day to suck you in to that schedule. You look at it, we don't even know really what the team is going to be, but that's okay. But you look at the schedule, and some teams have it tough. Tampa has it tough, but as a Super Bowl champion, you're supposed to have it tougher. They play a lot of tough games before they play the Eagles. They play a lot of tough games. And they play the third out of four road games. When they play the Eagles, that will be their third road game in four, three out of four road games. So it will be, the Eagles get kind of a break. That's my upset. That's my upset of the year. The Eagles beat Tampa. They play New England and Miami the previous 2 weeks, which two tough division games. New England game's obviously tough. Tampa plays on the road before, I believe they play in Miami, play on the road before they come here on Thursday night. That's never easy playing Thursday night. Teams have adjusted to it, but it's not fair to the team to play on the road and then play on the road on Thursday night. But the schedule, and I hear people on the air here during the week at WIP, they got them 11, 12 wins. Yeah, knock yourself out. You know, why not just go 14 wins? They're playing 17. So why not just go 14 wins? But yesterday, the Eagles allowed us to grace us being the media, to grace the presence of the rookie players at camp. We're only in there for two sessions, and then we got to get out. Gosh, we don't want to see all those great offensive schemes and defensive schemes that they're setting up with not even enough players, but we don't want to have to be able to see all that. But we saw what we saw. My observations, the first observation, Nick Sirianni was a friendly guy yesterday. He came over and said hello to all the media were there. Okay. Which is a good thing to do. You know, just you want to make friends early because he should know, and we know, somewhere along the way he's going to get tortured by the media. Just going to get tortured. And that'll happen. But, you know, it just, okay, new coach. So, you know, when a coach is out there practice, there's nothing that we're going to see and you're going to see on how he handles the team. It's during the situation of real practices. And these are practices, but again, you don't have, I didn't see any veterans out there. Not that they, sometimes the quarterback comes, but, you know, the players are taking this stand that they're not coming to mini camps. And I would say that probably most, if not all of them, aren't going to come to the camps in phase two, which begin on Monday. This camp is over for the rookies, is over today. But my other observation, I wanted to see Devontae Smith in person, and I did. And the problem is they wear shorts. It's not a problem, but by wearing shorts, the first thing you see is I think a toothpick is bigger than Devontae Smith's legs. I think you can find a toothpick and find it bigger. Does that make a difference as far as the ability that he has? No. He can catch the football, and he does do that. He's got really good hands. He does do that. We didn't really see his speed because we didn't see any plays other than the drill, so you don't see him go deep. And I don't know if they ran any of those plays. Matter of fact, I'm trying to think. Yeah, they had one. I think they had one quarterback there, the free agent quarterback that they signed. I'm trying to think if I saw another quarterback there. If there was another one there, I missed it. But, well, again, you don't know who the quarterbacks are because the numbers don't reflect the positions anymore. So that's a problem. It's a problem. It's going to be a problem for fans, a little bit of a problem. But the thing I noticed about Devontae Smith is he is skinny. Now, again, I know he's got a lot of talent and he's going to be exciting, but how many years is he going to be able to hold up in the NFL? And I understand you have to catch him first to be able to hit him. But my God, he must have a 25-inch waist. This guy is really, he is really small. Talented. He is talented. You know, the best thing you get, and you can't find those guys, big guys, wide receivers that are big with speed. And they're hard to find. So I understand that. But he is a little guy. I know he's a good guy. I know he's a sharp guy. And I know he's a talented guy. But that was one of the observations that I had from practice yesterday. And there's other things that you look at. You know, they're all gung-ho. And I'm just trying to get to know which the coaches, because as the media, we have not met the coaches other than the head coach. And I'm trying to remember whether there was a Zoom call for the offensive coordinator, the defensive coordinator. I forget now, but it, regardless of all that, but it's the schedule. Are people really locked in with double-digit wins for the Eagles? People are very optimistic, and that happens at the beginning of the year. The schedule is really an advantage for the Eagles. They really do have an advantage. They don't travel. I shouldn't say they don't travel. Let me rephrase that. They don't get on a plane for the last 8 weeks of the season. Now, if you're a good team, that is really, really a big advantage. That's a big advantage. They don't get on a plane for the last eight weeks with a bye mixed in there. They have the last week of the bye. I'm okay with the bye being that late. But they don't get on a plane for 8 weeks, train, bus, and home, which is a real advantage. If they were a good team, and we don't know what kind of team they're going to be, that would be big for the Eagles. But we'll hear what you think about the schedule. I see some things. My upset is going to be the Eagles beating Tampa. That's my upset. And the last year, my upset was the Eagles beating New Orleans because I saw they played their third straight road game. And that is death for a team. So we can talk about that, obviously. But the other thing I want to touch on during the show, the dirtiest, most corrupt sport. The dirtiest and most corrupt sport. And I'm going to talk about that coming up in the show. Hall of Fame, there's two Hall of Fame inductions this year for the for basketball. And today is supposed to be last year's induction. And it's all about Kobe Bryant. And it should be all about Kobe Bryant. And there's some really good players going in. Tim Duncan's going in. Kevin Garnett's going in. And some others I'm missing that are going in. But it's really all about Kobe Bryant. And that's today. So we can talk about that. But I have a $100 gift certificate, which I do, thanks to the wonderful, sensational people at the Bruno Brothers, to give to you so you can really, when you want to enjoy food, you want to enjoy it when you get it. You will enjoy it when you get it from the Bruno Brothers, and you can check everything out at thebruno.com. All their 6 locations, the new one in Wayne. But want to talk about rule changes you like or dislike. And that came to mind. And Kyle, my producer, came up with this. And it's good because I looked at numbers yesterday on the football field. What the hell? I saw 47. Who the hell wears 4? Nobody wears numbers in the 40s anymore. I think the last guy that I remember of any significance, and he was the long snapper, was John Dornbos. He wore 46. Nobody wears that number anymore. That's a wide receiver. The change in the numbers, Jalen Hurts, I said, because I know that Darius Slay is now number 2. So Jalen Hurts now, because he got number 1 because the punter left and he wanted number 1. The fans get screwed with these numbers changes, which is really kind of disappointing. The players have to pay, and I don't know how they figure this out, for when they change their number and they don't give the league enough time, which they haven't given him enough time, because these number changes, because the NFL changed the rules on who could get what numbers, not the quarterback numbers in what the quarterback number should be. But the fans who bought, anybody that went out and bought a Jalen Hurts number 2 jersey, it doesn't work anymore. He's not number 2 anymore. He's not number 2. He's number 1. So you got screwed. But the players, the unsold jerseys to the stores, they have to write a check to buy for whatever it cost for those jerseys. I don't know how they figure that out, and I don't know how they know. But that doesn't include the fans. I think the fans who have a jersey change, a number of a jersey, a player's jersey, where they change the number, I think the fans ought to get a refund for that jersey when they get a new jersey, or give them a new jersey, whatever the case. They ought to get a, and the players should have to pay for it because the fans are screwed. If you have a Jalen Hurts number 2 jersey, forget it, he's not number 2 anymore. If you have a Darius Slay number 24 jersey, forget it. He's not 24 anymore. Those players should pay for any jersey that's turned into a store. And if you want to turn it into the Eagles store, the player should pay. Give that fan a refund, because that's these number changes are a joke. But it comes to, like, you'll see numbers that say, wait a minute, number 2 is not a defensive back. Well, yes, it is now. And now receivers, you used to see receivers with the numbers in the 80s. Forget about that. I don't know how many receivers will have numbers in the 80s, because I think some of the other guys, even, I don't know what Quez Watkins changed his number to. I don't know how Hightower changes. You don't even know. Say, who's that? Who's that? Who's that? It's ridiculous. But anyway, the rule changes, and this is very arbitrary. The ones you like and don't like. And there's probably ones that I don't like that people do like. But we'll talk about that to win the $100 gift certificate from DeBruno Brothers. So let me give you the numbers. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. The NBA, and we talked about it last week, is an embarrassment. It's really an embarrassment. It's a joke watching these games when nobody plays. Okay, the playoffs would be different, but there's going to be teams in the playoffs that shouldn't be in the playoffs. So it's really a different kind of year. And I've got a statistic. The Sixers locked up the number 1 seed last night. I've got a statistic which is not good for the number 1 seed. So not that that makes any difference, but I'll roll that out for you too. 215-592-9494. Nick Sirianni, we'll hear from Nick. Who's your starting quarterback? Well, was Jalen Hurts your starting quarterback? His response, and he could have stopped all this, but he didn't. And we'll talk about that when we come back too. 215-592-9494. I'm Howard Eskin. On a wonderful Saturday morning, WIP Sports Time is now 8:19. 94 WIP. I got a text message from a friend who's out of town and listens from Philadelphia. listens in Nashville. Pete Retzlaff was number 44. I remember Pete because as a kid, and was a receiver. I can't remember another receiver in the 40s for the Eagles. They have one now in the 40s. And Nate Gary wore 47. But he used to be 47 because somebody else now has 47. The hell number is he? The NFL is such a joke. It's not a joke. They market it better than any other sport. And it doesn't matter whether they're good, bad. It doesn't matter. But it's only a joke to let these guys, the players are getting everything they want in football too. Not everything. They're getting a lot more than they got. I guess they're throwing them a bone with the number changes. All right, let's go to the phones. And Dennis, you're on WIP.
Howard, how are you today, my man?
Good. How are you?
You know, the NBA is an absolute disgrace. I haven't watched a full game last year or this year. I will not watch a full game. I've probably watched the total of 30 minutes last year and this year at the end of the game for 5 or 10 minutes. And I won't watch the Sixers game unless they get to the conference finals, and then I'll only watch the deciding game. I am out on the NBA, and I used to play basketball.
The thing that I have a hard time grasping, we know there's a lot of teams that stink. There's a lot of teams that don't play players. The league is a lot of players don't even play hard. How can any team, last night Orlando, which is a Division III team, how could any team get outscored by 20 points in a quarter? In a quarter. In the second quarter, they were outscored by 20 points. And that's happened not multiple times, multiple times this season in the NBA. It's disgrace. It's
the players
awful.
Don't care, so why should I? They don't care. They don't care about the regular season. They only
I
care
can't
about,
believe people I, buy tickets. Why would anybody buy a ticket to last night's game?
I haven't bought a ticket in 3 years, and I won't buy it.
Yeah, that's not you, but I'm talking, I look at the attendance. I'm sure they had what they were allowed to have, or they announced probably a little over 3,000, which is what they were allowed, and the playoffs are allowed to have more. But why would anybody buy a ticket? Why would? Here's the other thing. The early playoff series, why would anybody buy a ticket to an early playoff series, the first round? Second round? Yeah. Could be a good series.
Right.
Could be. But why would anybody buy a ticket to the first round?
And the Flyers are a disgrace. Five or 6 years they're playing for spot number 8. I wouldn't play for spot number 1 or 2. They're every year they're playing for number 8 and they don't even get in.
You know what? You know what's sad? Under Ed Snyder, and they didn't win a Stanley Cup under his ownership. I know they didn't win since the 70s. They didn't win
75.
A cup. And I get it. But he had the passion and the desire to make that team. Didn't do all the right things, but he was so invested in it emotionally. Now the only thing that it seems like that team's invested in is money, and they're going to lose money this year because number one because of what the situation. But they didn't make the playoffs. But
we
that
don't
organization,
even know who the owners are.
That organization is they got issues. They really have issues.
We know who's running the Sixers and the Phillies and Eagles. Do we know who's running the Flyers? Who's the owner?
Yeah, I do know who's running the Flyers.
Well, you do, but the common person doesn't.
No, it's when you have a company own a team, that's probably not the best team.
No, the best
situation. No,
and I got a comment on Scott Kingery, and if you. You've heard of long haulers with this COVID stuff, right? You know what a long hauler is?
No.
A long hauler is somebody who had the virus and doesn't recover for a long, long time. There's documented athletes that can't recover. I think ever since he got the bug last year, and he was down for 2 weeks, he couldn't even walk up steps. Ever since he got that bug,
he has
not been the same Scott King. He was never a great player, but he was at least a decent player.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what else. I'm not going to blame it on that. Because I'm sure he's been checked out by the doctors, and we
doesn't
would
matter.
But we would know that. Scott Kingery changed his swing, and now he still hasn't changed back, and that's the problem. He wanted to be a home run hitter.
He looks bad.
He's terrible. But it's sad. It's sad because they have him for quite a few more years.
Yeah, so, for $22 million.
Yeah, well, I don't care about that. Money not well spent. Hey, thanks for the call, Dennis. Have a great weekend. I'm going to go to Christian here, Kyle. Christian, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
So I want to bring up the NBA real quick, you know, and here's the thing that's kind of scary as, you know, as a fan, is you don't know if you should buy a ticket to the game, you know, last night, because you don't know if, you know, the star players are going to play for either team. You know, I mean, like, and this was the thing for me. A couple years ago, I lived in Texas, and we went to a Mavericks versus Cleveland game. It was when LeBron was in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. And when we first bought the tickets, we were scared that LeBron might not play that game, you know, being that it was in Dallas. It was on the road. And, I mean, fortunately, he did play, but that's the thing that, you know, with the NBA, it kind of sucks now in the regular season because you don't know who's going to play.
Well, it does. It more than kind of sucks. It sucks.
Oh, it sucks.
How many good games? They had, okay, this year's schedule. First of all, it's 72 games is 10 less than they normally play because of the situation. Mm-hmm. 72 games is still too long.
Yeah.
So, and they're not going to cut them back because it comes down to money. Mm-hmm. And then the players won't get as much money. The league doesn't get it. It's all about money has changed a lot of things in sports. And mm-hmm. it certainly has changed the mentality of the NBA. But they're not going to cut. There's too many games. Players don't want to play. And I know this season they had to have a lot of back-to-backs, but they have back-to-backs every year. They're not going to extend the season because then it takes it too long. Mm-hmm. So you don't have back-to-backs. But their players would still take off. It's just, it's insulting what they do. It's insulting. Last night, the Sixers knew, okay, they played Embiid. You know, here he comes to save the day. He was questionable. I love this questionable. And I love the other night he was a game-time decision. What do you mean game time? You don't know when the coach speaks an hour and a half before the game whether your player is going to play or not. Give me a break. But he's gonna show you that he's a tough guy. And then he used the excuse he was sick. I mean, sick. What is sick? And then last night, supposedly sick, but they knew they weren't going to play that many minutes last night. So even if you go and your players play and you mm-hmm. don't play that many minutes, that's not fair to the fans either. Now, I don't really care. Anybody that goes out and pays to see Ben Simmons, you deserve what you get. But if you go out to pay to see Embiid, I understand that. You're going out to watch Joel Embiid play. And you knew going into that game last night, he wasn't going to play a lot of minutes, and he didn't. It's just...
The thing for me is, you know, I really don't watch the regular season basketball for that same reason. Whether I'm in the arena or here at the house, I don't watch it because, you know, you never know if the star players are playing.
It's hard to watch.
Honestly, I don't want to watch, you know, the bench play, right. You know, 40 minutes a game.
Or in the Miami game, Doc Rivers said... South Beach got us. Paraphrasing what he said, he blamed the loss on South Beach.
Wait a minute.
You're the coach. You got to have discipline for these players. Guys, you're not going out tonight. It's that simple. But they knew it was an important game, but it wasn't an important game. It's a joke. You wanted to say something about the Phillies?
And actually, I was going to say something about the number changes, about the Eagles.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't like the number changes for the exact same reason that you said earlier. You know, that, you know, now you don't know who a player is.
Yeah.
Or B, if you, like you said earlier, if you bought a Jalen Hurts number 2 jersey, now you're screwed because he's not number 2 no more.
I know. There should be refunds, and not the team. The team shouldn't be responsible. The mm-hmm. player should be responsible. Mm-hmm. And that player should pay anybody that brings the jersey back. And you can't identify jerseys going back to all the other stores. But if mm-hmm. they bring a jersey back to the Eagles Pro Shop, mm-hmm. the player should pay for the refund of that jersey if he's changed his number.
Mm-hmm. And I know there's a rule going about the whole number changes for the players. If they do the number change this year, they have to pay whatever, you know,
yeah,
the
they
cost
have to pay for
to
the jerseys that are still in the stores.
If they wait till next year, they don't have to pay any money. Or, you know, if they say this year, I want to change my number next year, they don't have to pay any of that
well,
money.
As long as you give, there always was a rule, you had to give at least a year notification when you changed your number. So at least fans got screwed, but at least you knew well ahead of time. I mean, there were people that probably bought Jalen Hurts jerseys during the off season for, let's say they bought them for Christmas, and that's not the off season. You know, that's just not fair. It's just not fair. But so what's the rule change? The change that you like or don't like?
The one I don't like is the new college football overtime rules. You know, now I think after the second, I want to say it was after the second overtime, they're starting to go for two. Like I don't remember the rule change exactly, but I just know that they changed the way it was, you know, to eliminate the seven overtime game that was from LSU and Texas A&M.
So what do you want to, what rule, what do you want to change?
Like, I would change it. I would leave it back to the original way that they had it, because that's what made that game fun. You know,
the original way. I don't even know what the original way was in college. What was the original way?
It was pretty much, you know, you get two on the first two overtimes. You got a drive. You know, each team had a drive to go score, whether it was a touchdown or a field goal, and the other team answered. After the second, you know, they started having to go for two. And, you know, after you scored a touchdown.
So basically, you don't like the overtime rule. So let's just identify it. You don't like the overtime rule in college.
Yeah, I don't like the rule that much.
Since you're at the beginning of the heap here, we are going to we're going to qualify you. All right. For the contest. All right. All right. This is Christian, right? Okay. All right, Christian, we'll put you in the mix here. We're going to get to the callers, and Jim wants to talk about something that I want to talk about, but we're going to do it when we come back because it's something I really want to address because it is disgraceful. The sport is an absolute travesty and a disgrace, and it's corrupt. I believe what they do is corrupt, and it's corrupt not from a legal – well, from a legal standpoint, I guess, but it's corrupt from what they do to the participants in that sport. But we'll deal with that. 215-592-9494 are the numbers. For the $100 gift certificate for DeBruno Brothers, the contest, what rule changes do you like or not like that have happened in sports? And it's kind of based off the NFL. And it's not a rule change. The NFL changed some of the rules, but the number changes. Oh, you don't even know what, well, whatever. 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time is now 8:37. And being from this area, and even people now who are originally from the area know about this, the truth about treats. If it's not tasty cake, it's a miss cake. By the way, happy birthday to the leader of tasty cake in the area here, Paul Ritter, who celebrated his 50th birthday this week. Happy birthday, Paul. Keep the train rolling with tasty cake, too. Just think about this. A fistful of chocolate-covered raisins, that's a miss cake. A spoonful of peanut butter, that's a bigger miss cake. You know, so there's all kinds of things that you know just aren't as good as a tasty cake. Because if it's not a tasty cake, it's a miss cake. Because nothing satisfies like a perfectly sweet butterscotch crimpet, the best. Rich, creamy chocolate peanut butter candy cake. Two of my favorites, but there's so many favorites for everybody. Tasty cake, accept no substitutes.
Medina Spirit battles on. Hot Rod Charlie on the outside. Essential Quality on the far outside. The four of them coming to the finish in the Kentucky Derby. Here's the wire. Bob Beffrick does it again. Medina Spirit has won the Kentucky Derby. Mandaloon was second. Hot Rod Charlie was third. Essential Quality was fourth. 201-02 the final time. Bob Baffert stands alone with seven Derby wins.
Well, no, he doesn't. What he stands alone with is he is the biggest cheater in horse racing, the all-time cheater in horse racing. And that's what my disgrace of a sport is. Medina Spirit is not the Kentucky Derby winner. And it's an insult and a disgrace that they haven't disqualified the horse from the winning of the Kentucky Derby at this point, because it's what, 2 or 3 weeks later since they ran the Kentucky Derby? It is a joke. It's a disgraced, it's a corrupt sport. Bob Baffert has been caught five times drugging his horses illegally. Five times in the last year. From what I read, it's 30 times in his career. Now, you can imagine there's times where he wasn't caught. 30 times. And there's so many bad things about horse racing. That's one. These guys are cheaters. Bob Baffert is a stinking lousy fraud. He's a cheater. He's a bigger cheater than the New England Patriots. He's a bigger cheater than Bill Belichick. He's a bigger cheater than Tom Brady. He's the biggest cheater in sports. And the fact that they haven't taken that horse down from winning the Kentucky Derby is an insult to people. It's a disgrace to people. And the fact that he cheated, you didn't just cheat the sport. You cheated the people who bet on that race. You cheated the hundreds of thousands of people that bet on the Kentucky Derby. You cheated them because they can't get their money. The horse that was second now can't be declared the winner. It doesn't change. So, but here is one of the bigger problems. Not only did you cheat the people, not only did you cheat the sport, not only is the sport corrupt, and they know these things go on, the fact that they haven't taken the horse down yet and the Preakness is running today, because I believe, and this is just my conspiracy theory, they don't want to take the horse down before the Preakness because they want to give people the idea that there's still a chance for a Triple Crown winner. There really is no chance. And if, unfortunately, Medina Spirit wins today's race, it will be a disgrace because they still won't have that second result, which you know it's the same as the first result. And they probably still won't announce that a horse is taken down because they don't want to take away from the Belmont Stakes and they want to have the illusion that there's a Triple Crown winner. But here is a bigger problem. They're hurting the horses. You know, forget about for a second, and you can't forget about any of this stuff. What they've done to the people is wrong. What they've done, what Bob Baffert has done to the sport is wrong. But what they do to the horses, that horse probably doesn't know it's hurt if you drug the horse and you give them things that they shouldn't have. You don't care about the health of the horse. That's the sad part. You don't care about the health of the horse because by drugging that horse can't feel the pain if there is pain, can't feel the problem that may happen and that horse may be severely injured. And God forbid the horse has to be put down. And I'm sure that has happened in that sport. Disgusting, disgraceful. It's an awful sport. It's a dirty sport. It's a disgusting sport. And Bob Baffert is a complete disgusting human being of a cheater who hurts the animals and he's hurt the sport. He's not the only one, but hurting the animals is probably the biggest disgraceful thing. Bob Baffert, you are a complete and utter fraud. You are a cheater and you are a jerk. For what you do to those horses. Disgraceful. Hopefully I made my point. Let's go back to the phones. And let's go to Jim. Jim, you're on WIP.
Howard, I believe you did make your point. I just want to preface this by saying I've been blessed to be a horseback rider in my day when I was a kid. I was raised on it. My father rode a horse for a living. I'm one of four brothers, so he taught us all how to ride. he hated the sport himself. He knew what was going on back in, you know, in the day and still to this day. And, you know, Howard, they use masking
agents. Let me just add this to that, Jim.
Go ahead,
what's going on? Jim, let me just add this. What's going on is disgraceful. They're hurting the animals.
Yeah.
The fact that they know this, and nothing happens to Bob Baffert, who he got suspended to run at Churchill
right.
Downs. Who cares? I mean, how many races are you going to run at Churchill Downs now after the Derby?
Yeah. Well, Howard, you and everybody else knows from these big races, you know how young these horses are, right?
Yep. Three-year-olds.
They're not
the Kentucky
complete,
Derby,
yeah, right.
This is three-year-olds.
They're not completely developed yet, so them spindly legs that horses have, they have to go through, you know they got to be older. They need to be older. That's one of the things that should have been changed years and years ago. There's no way they should be running these horses at these lengths and at these speeds at that younger an age. That's why a lot of them break down. And that, of course, is most people's problem with the sport. The other problem with it is dirty, too, Howard, besides what's the name. You know, there's money involved. There's big money involved. So, you know, paying off jockeys, paying off trainers. And
they can bet on themselves
forever.
Or not bet on themselves.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you know what's going on. So there's that would be illegal to know what's going on. And it happens. And I'll give you one quick experience. Garden State Racetrack, which you remember, doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
There's a shopping center there. But I was there one time, and I saw this guy wheeling, you know, betting different exactas and trifectas, and he was wheeling with the same horse. And I'm trying to say, you know, wow, I see this. I'm standing, it was in the 70s.
Right.
So all of a sudden, a couple of months later, we found out that horse was cheated with something. There was a phony baloney in that race.
Mm-hmm.
So he knew what was going on. So there is not only it's corrupt in a in a real legal sense, it's corrupt. And it's been going on for a while.
You ever look at the card before you bet the horse? Of course, they give you all the background they can. And one of the things they used to, I don't know if they still haven't looked at one in a while, but they used to have an L with a circle around it. That was first time running with Lasix, and Lasix is a thing they let, you know, it was legal.
Right, right.
I'm not exactly sure why it was legal. I guess it didn't give them that much of an advantage, except it improved breathing for any of them that had problems.
Yeah, I don't want to get too deep into, but it's not good for the horses. You have your rule change for the contest for the $100 gift certificate?
You know, Howard, I was going to go with the worst, but I'm going to go with the one I think is the best. The worst involves Brady. You talked about him earlier. I'll just say Snow and Brady. But the best ever is instant replay. Although it can be a pain in the butt a lot of the times, it's the best thing for the sport.
You know what? You think it's the best thing?
I do, because it legitimizes
the worst thing. I think it's the worst thing. Because
but doesn't it legitimize how it gives me the real winner? If you tell me it's not a touchdown, and it is a touchdown.
Okay, all right, let's go back to a play this year. Did Alec Bohm ever touch home plate?
Not Howard. In baseball, it doesn't work well. Baseball,
okay, but that's the
point. Yeah.
And how many times? All right, well, let's go back to the New Orleans game against the Rams.
Okay.
Wasn't that pass interference?
Yeah, no doubt. It was. Yeah.
Okay.
Howard, there's still the human element in it. It didn't get rid of it all, the human element, because the humans still decide on what they're watching, you know?
Well, yeah, but that's the problem. Let the human element be part of the sport. I'm going to put you in the mix here, Jim, but I think instant replay should be eliminated everywhere. Just eliminate it. It takes too much time. It ruins the sports. It gives us something to complain about. And it takes away real arguments from managers and umpires, which is an exciting part of the game. But I'll put you in the mix there, Jim. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Paul. Paul, you're on WIP.
Morning, Howard.
Morning. How are you?
Good. I think the over and under for the Eagles wins is at 6.5.
Correct.
I just wanted to know if your opinion of a new coaching staff, obviously, you know, untested, a quarterback who's not really proven yet, and just all sorts of issues.
Okay. My initial thoughts were to take the under. But then when I saw the schedule, now I like the over. The schedule is so beneficial for them. I like the over. And all I have to do is win 7 games. I like the over.
Do you think we look at the Eagles obviously so closely, obviously because they're here, and that we just don't, I guess, appreciate how bad some of these other teams are as well?
Meaning what? I don't understand you.
Well, that we'll win more games than maybe, like you said, when you first
When I say the schedule, they play Tampa in a nice situation for them and not for Tampa. It's a home Thursday night game. Coming off the road, Tampa's coming off the road. Big games. It is really an advantage for the Eagles. Then they don't travel. They don't get on a plane for the last 8 weeks of the season.
Yeah,
That's a real advantage for a team. And I haven't looked at some of the other. You know, they bust to New York twice because they play the Jets and the Giants, Washington, a train. So, and then home games. It's a real advantage. So I'm saying, yeah, could they squeeze out 7 wins? Yes, I think they could squeeze out 7 wins. I would take the over. That's what.
And hopefully as the season goes, you know, we get better or gel more or whatever you want
right.
to say with the new coaching staff and stuff. Okay.
So do you have a rule change you like or don't like?
Yeah, one that I think is really good is the fact that, you know, we now have a definitive answer for every year for the college football playoffs.
We do?
You know. Yeah, yeah.
What's the definitive answer?
Well, the 4 teams play in the college playoff series, and then you get a winner from that.
So that was a rule change rather than take whoever was voting for the number one team. That team won the national championship. That's been around for a while, but I don't know if that's good enough. But let's put it this way, Paul. I'll put you in the mix, but it's better. Is it good enough? It's better than just taking a vote. So I'll put you in the mix there. Thanks, Paul. Have a great weekend. 215-592-9494. Come back, Nick Sirianni. A little annoyed, but I'm going to tell you what could have been done so he doesn't get these questions anymore. I mean, it's pretty simple. We'll talk about that. I didn't ask Paul how many wins he thought the Eagles were going to get, but it sounded like he had questions whether 6.5 was a good number. Talking about the Eagles, the numbers, people this week were getting a little out of control with some of the numbers, 11, 12 wins. So we'll deal with that. I dealt with the most corrupt sport. I don't know what the most boring sport is, but I've got some opinions with that coming up too. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to your calls. WIP Sports Time is now 8:55, and unfortunately in life, things happen. And I'm blessed to say that I'm not in trouble, but there are people that, for whatever reasons, get themselves in trouble. Well, I'm going to talk about a law firm, first time I've ever done that, that can help you in case those situations happen. And that is Cate Law Offices. Got to know Ken Cate. He's the owner of Cate Law Offices. And he's an honest guy who genuinely cares, wants to help people. So Ken and his team are very good lawyers, are smart, tough, and their clients love them. You can check it all out on the Google reviews for yourself and see why people love Cate Law Offices. Sometimes you get a DUI. Shouldn't, but you do. Or facing criminal charges. Shouldn't, but you do. They're very serious. But it doesn't have to ruin your life. Cate Law Offices will treat you with respect, give you a strong defense with the best possible outcome. Visit CateLegal.com. Or call 888-CATE-LAW. That's 888, let me spell it for you, K-I-T-A-Y, LAW, to schedule a free consultation. You can do it today because someone will take your call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. No judgment, just someone who will listen and help you get back on track. Cate Law Offices, the law firm with a heart. 94 WIP as we crank out our number two, talking Eagles, schedule, wins, Nick Sirianni, Devontae Smith, little guy. He's a little guy. I know he's talented. Don't let me have you think that I'm going to compare him to this player I'm going to mention. His legs are smaller than Todd Pinkston. Now, Todd Pinkston was taller and obviously was just at best an average receiver, at best. Devontae Smith is much, much, much better than that. My gosh, His legs look smaller than toothpicks. He must have a 25-inch waist. He's going to be talented, and he's going to be exciting. But my gosh, I'm just curious to see what happens the first time he gets hit. Oh my gosh, he's a little guy. But I know he's talented, so that's just one of my observations yesterday, seeing him in person for the first time at training camp. But the other thing that, so we're talking about that, by the way, baseball last night, the Phillies game, I know they won the game, scored 5 runs in the 7th inning. They were down 1-0. These games are a snooze fest. They lose to Washington the game before. Washington scores 4 in the first. Phillies score 1 in the first. The final was 5-1. I mean, how do you watch those games in their entirety? How do you do that? There were 24 or 23 strikeouts by both teams in the game yesterday. 13 walks by both teams in the game. It is brutal. What the hell has happened to that sport? It's just awful. It's awful what's happened to the sport. In the NBA, players just don't even play, so it doesn't even make any difference. But the Eagles situation now, and this question is going to come up. Nick Sirianni has trapped himself. Seems like a great guy, and I'm told by the people down there he's a really good guy. As a coach, we'll find out. He's very invested emotionally in doing things offensively, so you can tell, and that's, I'm sure, what sold the Eagles. You can tell he's really invested in this offense. So I get all that. I get it. But just tell us the obvious. Jalen Hurts is your starting quarterback. It's that simple. If you trade for Deshaun Watson, and I know people keep on talking about that, and I know it's going to be discussion, and if they could trade for him, I'm sure they'd like to have him, but here's the situation. He's going to be suspended. Whether he gets out of his lawsuits or not, and he's going to make settlements. That's what's coming down the pike. There's going to be a settlement. But the NFL doesn't care whether you're legally found guilty in a court of law. They don't care about that. They care about, did you do it? He will face a suspension this year. So Jalen Hurts will still be your starting quarterback, even if you trade for Deshaun Watson. And again, that's long, long time down the road. But he's your starting quarterback. Nick Sirianni has just got to get it out of the way and say, Jalen Hurts is my starting quarterback. Stop with this competition nonsense. You want to have competition. I get it. But he's your starting quarterback. He is your starting quarterback. There is no question about it. Come on, Nick, step up to the plate. And then Jalen Hurts is going to have to do, when he finally speaks, who knows when he's coming in camp, because who knows when the veterans are coming in. His first news conference, it's going to be about being the starting quarterback. And he's going to have to deal with it. And he's going to have to deal with it for months. I just get it over with. But there was a question yesterday, and Elliot Shore Parks asked the question, but that was after, I guess there was a couple of questions along those lines. But here's the question and response from Nick Sirianni. We heard the gist of this. Nick Sirianni's not competing for his job. He's competing to keep his job. He's not competing. He wants to keep his job. But he's here for at least 3 years. And so your coordinators, are they competing for a job? No, they're trying to just keep their job, but they've already been named to that position. Jalen Hurts will not be any better by telling him that he's a starting quarterback, because he knows he can lose that job. If he doesn't play well, he can lose the job, just like Carson Wentz lost the job. You know, but to have these questions come up all the time. And I heard Ike say yesterday, well, you know, if Joe Flacco has a good preseason, the guys don't even play. There's only 3 preseason games. They're not going to play the last. The starters don't play. And Joe Flacco, I don't know how much he'll play the last game either. It doesn't matter, It doesn't matter because they're not going to play. First game, they'll play two series. Jalen Hurts will play a couple of series. The next game, he might play into the second quarter. There's not enough time. He's the starting quarterback, Nick. He's the starting quarterback. And you can eliminate all this nonsense and all these questions just by stating the obvious. Competition is great, and you got players in other positions competing for jobs. You know that. Is Jason Kelce competing for his job? Don't even go there. Don't even go there. Is he competing for his job? No. He's the starter. So not everybody's competing for the job. He is the starter. Is Brooks competing for his job at a right guard? No. He's the starter. Is Lane Johnson competing for his job? No. He's the starter. Let's stop with all this nonsense. And so far I like Nick Sirianni. But this is just a joke. It's become a joke now. He's the starting quarterback. Let's get over it. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Pat. Pat, you're on WIP.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
Great. I never had a bad day in my life. How are you doing?
Good. First time caller, long time listener.
Hey, nice to have you on.
Good. Yeah, I met you a long time ago out at Cooperstown at the Hall of Fame induction ceremony, one of the collectible shows.
Yeah.
It was 99 Hall of Fame induction when I think it was Robin Yount, Brett, and Nolan Ryan.
I used to go every year, but my schedule's so busy. Yeah, because the drive's nice. It's like 4 hours plus, but it's an easy drive. It's going back into time. You know, the whole thing's nice. It's become very commercial, and I get it. And I really did like the induction weekend. But whatever. What did you want to talk about?
Well, I want to talk about the Sixers. I want to get your opinion. I've been following them all year long, and I grew up in the Dr. J era and so forth. And as constructed, if healthy, and as the team is, and no load management nonsense, and do you think the team as constructed can get to the finals and win the finals?
No.
Okay.
No, I think the Brooklyn Nets are a better team, and I think anybody that disputes that is crazy. Can they get to the – can? Yeah, anybody can. But do I think they will? No. And I just don't think they're good enough. And I don't think they can ever win a championship with Ben Simmons. You can't win a championship when you're playing 4-on-5. And that's what you're doing. Because in the playoffs, they stop him from getting the basket. His only shots are dunks or layups. That's his only – he had a little baby hook from 3 feet yesterday.
Yeah.
Big deal. You know, yesterday was the kind of game, if you're ever going to take a three-point shot, it makes no difference because you know before you even started the game, you were winning the game. So, but he's no threat. It makes it easier to double Joel Embiid, and Joel Embiid will turn the ball over if you double him. That's what creates a lot of those turnovers because he's not that kind of guy. He's better than he was at kicking the ball back out, but he's just not that kind of guy. He almost always has more turnovers than assists because he's just not that kind of guy. So that creates the problem. I do not think the pieces around Joel Embiid are good enough to win a championship. No.
Yeah, I like what you say. I get a kick out when you say there's no Jay and Benjamin.
There is no Jay. There is no Jay and Benjamin. It's Benjamin, not Benjamin. It's Benjamin.
Right. But yeah, I mean, you don't have. Do you think with the lack of chemistry that the Nets have not played enough games together that you think they can still get to the finals?
Yeah, I tell you, whenever they do, they've interchanged their parts so much, and they always seem to play well together, regardless if there's somebody missing. Now, there's just too many pieces to that team, and those players are all good. Kyrie Irving is a kook, but he's a terrific player. Kevin Durant is a terrific player. James Harden, if he didn't get hurt, he had a good chance of winning the MVP. It's going to be Jokic or Steph Curry, and Chris Paul's right in there. But he had a chance to win the MVP. He could play any position on that team and play it well. Now, those players are very good at adapting, whether they've played together or not. They're a better team. They're just a better team. Whether they have the number one seed. And I'll give you this stat. I mentioned it earlier, and I didn't mention what the stat was. 10 of the last 12 number one seeds in the NBA's Eastern Conference have not gotten to the finals.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. All right, what's your rule change?
Rule change I didn't like is I grew up playing a lot of basketball and baseball, and it relates to baseball, and I just didn't really like when it came to doubleheaders that they changed it from 9 innings to 7 innings.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. You know what? I don't like that. I don't like that a little bit. Pat, I'm going to put you in to make those games 7 innings. Just play softball then. Why don't you just put – they already have a short fielder. Put a short fielder in there. It just – they Mickey Mouse the game so the games aren't too long. Well, you got other problems with the games being long. All right, hold on, Pat. We'll get your info and put you in there. The 7-inning games are – I think I don't like them a little bit. Not a little bit. Let's go to Matt. Matt, who is in that wonderful, beautiful vacation spot in the world, Mayfair.
Good morning, Howard. How are you today?
I'm just great. How are you, Matt?
I'm doing well, Howard. I'm doing really well. I have two questions about the Eagles for you.
Go ahead.
The first question is basically about this rookie camp. Were the rookies not given the same option as the veterans were in terms of not attending a camp?
Well, they all have the same option, but rookies are trying to make the team. The veterans, for the most part, there's peer pressure, and a lot of them have made the team. If they didn't want to attend, I don't know if they're part of the union yet, but they have to be part of the union. Yeah, they were given the same option, but the rookies are trying to make the team. You can't ask them, and the union won't get on them for coming in. Yeah, they were given the same option.
I don't look at it as a union, Howard. It's in a players' association. They're not like a real union.
Well, yeah, it's not. You're right. It's not a union. It is not a union. I agree with that.
Now, the other question is in reference to going forward with the players that have decided to opt out to attend these camps. Are the Eagles going to go ahead and just have a camp for whoever shows up? Is that kind of what the plan is?
They don't know who's showing up. Next Monday is phase two. They don't know who's showing up, but whoever it is, they're going to go out there and have a camp because. I guess some of the rookies will come back. They're supposed to graduate, but players don't care about graduation anymore. Because a lot of them do or don't or whatever, that they're out. So I guess some of the rookies will be there. I guess most of the rookies will be there, but it's a full camp. I guess all the rookies will be there. Ones who aren't going back to school. They don't know who's coming until Monday. All the teams are in the same boat.
Okay, and then my last question is about the schedule. It's more of a point. Listen, I agree with what you said about the 11-win people and the nonsense like that. But, Howard, if you look at the schedule, there is a pathway to 11 wins. There is one. I mean, things got to go right, and the Eagles got to be a decent team and all that. But there is a pathway to 11. And I'm not saying that they're going to win 11. I'm more of a – I'm definitely going to take the over – on 6.5, but
yeah, I would too. Based on the schedule, the way the schedule sets up, they have some advantages there.
So there is a pathway to 11. Now, whether or not they're going to win 11,
honestly, I was fooling around the other night, but 11 is that's a reach.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a pathway to 11 because they play 17 games, but outside of that, I don't know what it is.
I'm more of that 9-win guy this year. I think they definitely have a solid shot at 9.
I think 7 or 8 are legitimate. That's a legitimate number. But, hey, Matt, I appreciate the call. Thanks, man. Let's go to Art. Art, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard.
Morning. How are you?
Good. Look, you always get the inside scoops here. Nobody's talking about what is going on with Andre Dillard. Number one, do you have any information about what his status is health-wise?
Well, he's going to compete for the left tackle job.
Yeah, well, is he healthy? Nobody's saying anything about it.
The teams don't have to say anything yet. When the veterans come in, if he comes in or doesn't come, we'll find out. It's just, off season, you don't know about the rehab yet, or in the off season, the rehab of players and where they stand. I know Lane Johnson actually came in before practice, came in the facility because he's rehabbing, so players come in to do that. But I don't know about Andre Dillard, because right now everybody's got Mailata penciled in as the starter at left tackle.
that's what I'm saying. Nobody knows anything about Andre Dillard because he's been leaking out.
But I'm sure he's better.
What's your prediction? Who's going to be the starting left tackle day one?
I think Mailata's going to be the starting left tackle.
Okay, well, there's another number one draft pick that didn't start.
We'll see. I mean, what I say doesn't mean anything, but Dillard's got to toughen up. Got to be a little tougher.
Yeah.
So, what's your rule change?
My rule change is, and it was long overdue, should have been done years ago, was when the NFL made it illegal to target defenseless receivers. I mean,
Why don't you like that?
No, I'm
you don't
saying
want to target.
Like
first of all, you,
I like that. I'm saying I like that. It was long overdue for them to institute that rule change.
Oh, okay. So the
defense is illegal.
See, but here's the problem with that rule, and it's kind of iffy. And I'll put you in there. With that rule, they assume sometimes a guy gets called for a penalty, which is really just a good solid hit. So there's a fine line there, and you like good physical play. It shows you how tough a wide receiver is. You like good physical play, but I'll put you in the mix, Art. Thanks for the call. 215-592. We're going over rule changes that you like or don't like to win the $100 gift certificate to DeBruno Brothers. Just stop by. You'll see what I'm talking about. If you haven't been there, if you haven't experienced their catering, if you haven't experienced all the good things about the Bruno Brothers, you are missing out. I'm trying to help you by giving away the $100 gift certificate each week, but you got to help yourself, especially at their new location. The Wayne location is terrific. The bar is open. They have small plates there, tapas-type menu with drinks, beer, wine, so you can kind of hang out while your better half may be shopping, whatever the case. And you can check everything out at thebruno.com, but I got the $100 gift certificate for you. All right, 215-592-9494. I haven't talked about baseball. You know, we talk about the NBA. Talk about the Eagles. Okay, how many wins? 11 is a little, that's a little too enthusiastic. 11 wins is one thing. Okay, that's great if they can do that. But the NBA, and we dealt with it last week, it's just a joke that these guys don't play. And the early playoff rounds are kind of a joke too. Talk about that. But the Phillies. Phillies won, but baseball. Phillies score in one inning, and then they don't score the rest of the game. It's like, how many times has that happened this year? You know, they won the game. And that's a positive. There's no question that's a positive. But my gosh, those games are hard to, it's hard to watch 9 innings. In those 7-inning games, I guess it would be hard to watch 7 innings too. So we can talk about that. And Vinny Velasquez had another good game, but be careful. He could break your heart. At some point, I still think he will. The Preakness is today, but who cares? Because Medina Spirit should have already been disqualified from the Kentucky Derby. And my belief is that they don't want to announce that second drug test was positive because you know it is. It's the same as the first drug test, but they don't want to announce it before the Preakness to try to scam you into believing there's a chance for a Triple Crown. Medina Spirit did not win the Kentucky Derby. So the Preakness, I have no interest in the Preakness today. Absolutely none. 215-592-9494. I'm Howard Eskin. WIP Sports Time is now 9:21. Being from Philadelphia, you know the truth about treats. You know how good Tasty Cake is. Because if it's not Tasty Cake, it's a miss cake. Fistful of chocolate-covered raisins, that's a miss cake. A spoonful of peanut butter, bigger miss cake. Yes, there's things that you know just aren't as good as Tasty Cake. If it's not Tasty Cake, it's a miss cake. Perfect time of the day to have a Tasty Cake. Actually, every time of the day is good because nothing satisfies like a terrific, sensational, delicious butterscotch crimpet or a creamy chocolate peanut butter candy cake or any one of the other great, great products from Tasty Cake, because Tasty Cake, you know, is the best, except no substitutes. 94 WIP. I got a text message from a friend who works for another professional team. I won't say what sport. When Nick Sirianni said, named a couple of his coaches who were competing for jobs over this nonsense that Jalen Hurts has not been named as starting quarterback. He is. You're going to get this question, and it's ridiculous. I mean, again, that doesn't make Nick Sirianni a bad guy. It just, he's going down the wrong road here. Jalen Hurts is your starter. It's not going to change with competition. But when he said his coaches are competing for jobs, that's absolute bullcrap. Here's the text. If coaches are competing for their jobs, they wouldn't have different titles like head coach or offensive coordinator or defensive coordinator. They're not competing for their job. All they're doing is trying to do the best job possible so they don't get fired from their job. They're already the offensive coordinator. They're already the defensive coordinator. Nick, you're already the head coach. And Jalen Hurts is the starting quarterback. I don't know, next time I'm going to ask him if Jason Kelce is competing for his job. And if he tells me yes, then you know the whole thing's just nonsense. It's just nonsense. Just nonsense. All right. Come on, Nick. It's just going to become a joke the whole time. All right, Steve, you're on WIP.
Hi, Howard. How are you doing?
I'm great, Nick. Never had a bad day in my life.
Hey, I just got promoted to head coach. No competition.
Yeah, right. There you go. You're calling from Boston? You're calling from Boston, Steve?
Yes. Yeah, I moved up here about 30 years ago, but the Philly blood would never leave the body.
Boy, you got to be around those Patriots. That's disgusting.
Oh, it's horrible. Oh, yeah. They hate me, though. They hate me. Yeah. But anyway, I'm over it. So anyway, I wanted to chime in on the jerseys.
Yeah.
I can't believe there's an uproar because a guy switches his number. I mean, if I bought a Jalen Hurts number 2 jersey, and he switched to number 1, I'd be cool wearing that. It says Hurts on the back. I mean, that would work for me.
Yeah, but you're out of date. You're already out of date after 1 year. You want the jersey because it's the guy's number.
Yeah, that could be a collector's item.
Well, let me ask you a question. If you wanted to buy a jersey of a player, don't you want that jersey to be up to date?
Yeah, but if he gets traded, it's the same thing.
He gets traded, but you still have the guy, you still loved him, and that was him. Number 2 and Jalen Hurts were together. The guy's numbers are the guy's numbers. 86 and Zach Ertz are together. That's just what it is. Donovan McNabb, 5 and Donovan McNabb are together. You know the player by their number. And when they keep on changing, they can change all the time. It's a joke.
That would be a total joke, yeah. I mean, if there was a one-time chance, to me that wouldn't bother me. But I appreciate both sides of the story.
Well, the other thing, when I look on the field and I see a number, you say, first of all, you got to get used to all the different numbers of players. That's fine. But you know certain numbers were certain positions. And now you don't know that anymore with a lot of them.
I got it. But I mean, look, at the end of the day, if you're lined up at the wide receiver and you have a number 3 on, I sort of know you're a wide receiver, not the punter. You know what I mean?
There's certain rules that you can't do. Well, there's certain things that you can't do if you were a quarterback, and that's a quarterback number. But whatever. It's just, did Darius Slay really have to change the number 2? Really?
I didn't know he did.
Yeah. He went from 24 to 2. Did he really
Maybe
have to go to 2?
Somebody does buy his jersey.
What's that?
Maybe with the number change, he hopes somebody does buy his jersey.
Yeah,
now.
Maybe you're right. You're right, Steve. So what's the
rule?
Yeah.
With baseball being as slow as it is, it really needs a time clock. And I like the idea that the minor leagues are doing this. My only change would be to that rule would be the time clock would start when the umpire calls the ball or strike. And that way, the catcher doesn't get to hold the ball for 2 or 3 or 4 seconds and slow the process down. So
that's
come
actually,
up with the right number.
That's a good
umpire
thing.
Calls.
You got to speed up the game. You got to speed up
the clock
game.
And speed up the game, because these guys are standing around on the mound. I don't even know if they know what they're doing standing around.
You know, Steve, I qualify you, but are you going to come back down if you have to go to the Bruno Brothers?
Well, hey, I'm going to be there on Saturday, so I come down regularly.
Okay.
So I don't have a problem with that. I would come down for the Bruno Brothers in a minute. Are you kidding?
Okay, perfect.
It's
perfect.
A short
All right, I'm going to put you in the mix,
coming
Steve.
Back home.
I'm going to put you in the mix. Hold on. We'll put you in the mix. All right, let's go to Frankie. Frankie, you're on WIP.
Shy Howard, I've been looking at you for 30 years.
Yep.
And I want to talk about the horse racing first.
It's been a wonderful 30 years for you, too.
Well, it's not a fair question for you, but I'm going to ask it.
Go ahead.
So why doesn't OSHA and animal activists get involved? Because they shut Ringling Brothers and Barnum Bertie Checkers down.
You know what? I'm going to give you, because it's the unfortunate part of what
it
sports has become. It's the unfortunate part of what sports has become. Money.
Okay.
Because everybody can buy somebody off. So you buy them off. You make a donation to OSHA. Or you make it. They've bought them off. Sports is about money. The reason that players don't play is because they have too much control, because they make too much money in the NBA, because they make too much money. Money has changed almost everything in sports. Now, wait a minute, let me just finish. The circus, they don't have the money to pay. I mean, they're just trying to make enough money for the people that work for the circus. So the circus has no leverage. The horse racing, there's so much money involved. They have leverage. Why is Bob Baffert even a trainer anymore? Five violations in less than a year, 30 in his career, and this bogus, he's suspended from racing at Churchill Downs for 30 days. Like what difference does that make? It's a joke. This guy, it should be stripped of the Kentucky Derby.
And
he
should
have been suspended multiple times, and because there's too much money.
Okay. Well, anyway, But I got a plan to shorten the Phillies game, the baseball game.
Go ahead.
Okay. After 0-2, the batter comes up. After 3 foul balls, he's out.
No, you can't.
Oh, come on. Howard, I remember 20 years ago, Pete Rose was so bad, he fouled 30 balls in the stands.
No, well, he didn't foul 30 balls. You know, the guy that really started all that was Richie Ashburn, and he became a really good hitter. Just to foul off a tough pitch.
I'm saying is, after you're 0-2, after 3 foul balls, you're out.
Okay.
Well,
that wouldn't work for me, but I appreciate the call, Frankie. Thanks for the call. Meanwhile, the other thing with baseball, they did not deaden that baseball like they said they did. Ohtani is really a good hitter. What a great player to have on your team. He can pitch, he can hit. Hit a home run last night. The pitch was low, it looked like it was low and away. He didn't really take, he took a full swing, but it was almost like he was just trying to make contact with the pitch, and it was a home run. I saw another home run last night. The player didn't even hit it off the fat part of the bat, or like they call it now, he didn't barrel it. Barrel this. That baseball is not deadened. It's not. Home runs are going, balls are going too far, and guys are hitting home runs. It shouldn't even be home runs by the contact with the bat. Oh, my God, I saw that home run by Ohtani. I says, he's just trying to push it into left field. Hit it over the green monster. It's a joke. Baseball, again, baseball is fraudulent too. They say they're going to deaden the baseball. They didn't deaden squatta. 215-592-9494 is the number. They didn't deaden anything. It's just, oh my God. Can you trust anybody in sports anymore? Really? Can you trust anybody in sports? When there's money involved. Actually, you can't trust them in college either because there's money involved in college too. What a joke. It's a shame because we love sports and they're taking it slowly. It's like a pigeon pecking at you, just eating you up piece by piece by piece. And that's what they're doing in sports. And it's sad because it's fun for us. And they're taking away the fun we have. I'm sure those people I loved watching that Sixers game last night, playing against a Division III team. It's a joke. It's a joke. 215-592-9494. By the way, just announced, Jason Kelce is competing for the starting center job of the Eagles. Because as Nick Sirianni said, everybody's got to compete for their job. Okay. Good. All right. Let's see how that works. 215-592-9494. I'm Howard Eskin. WIP Sports Time is now 938. Hey, what makes Philly great is that we have so many family businesses. Well, multi-generational businesses are really good, and family food businesses are terrific. It really sets us apart and adds to the flavor of the city. One of my favorite places, and I know I'm not alone here, and it should be yours, DeBruno Brothers, who's been part of the fabric of Philadelphia since 1939. And they get better, not every year, but every day. And they're already the best. DeBruno Brothers just gets better and better and better. It's consistently delivered great products and services year after year, whether it's the catering, whether it's the food, from the fine cheeses to cured meats to the prepared foods. It's like a candy store for foodies. DeBruno's isn't just the place for my favorite food and your favorite food, but really great people. My favorite people. They create a really welcoming and warm atmosphere that makes you feel like you're part of the family. From Bobby, I gave a shout out to Bobby. People walked into their store at the Ardmore Farmers Market, said hello to Bobby, to Emilio, who's all over the place. And I want to give a shout out to Scott, who's also at the Ardmore store in the Farmers Market. They're all great people. They're all about family, friendly service, and fun, with 6 stores, catering, and online shopping. Go in and say hello to those guys. And I'm going to give shout-outs to people at all the stores. I want to make a point of that. But go in and say hello to Bobby. Go in and say hello to Scott. I'm proud to see that this local family business continues to serve the city delicious food from our community, the continuing support it needs. Stop. You know, what you got to do is, and this is what you got to do. Stop before the shore or your weekend picnic. Pick up all your cheese, salami, snacks, antipasto, and prepared foods for you your weekends, and go to check it all out at DeBruno.com. 94 WIP as we head into the stretch run of a legitimate stretch run, which the Kentucky Derby was not a legitimate stretch run because the Kentucky Derby was fraudulent because the horse was drugged. All right, I can't rip horse racing enough now. Let's go to Chuck in Cherry Hill. Hey, Chuck, how are you today?
Hey, good morning. How are we doing? Listen, we missed you yesterday, so we're going to hold you accountable because you're the guy that holds everyone's feet to the fire, true? And we needed you yesterday.
What do you mean? How did you miss me yesterday?
Well, we needed you on Nick to talk about this ridiculous, you know, competition and all that.
Well, you know what? There's so many people that want to be heard on those things.
Right.
But now that, you know, I want to just not just a question. I want to have a legitimate question.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to ask him about all the starters. It's just stop with the nonsense. Jalen Hurts is the starter. We know he's the starter. Stop with the nonsense.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And if he's going to be,
and he's a good guy too. He's a good guy,
yeah,
but he got hung up on that. And he's falling on the sword with that whole thing. Stop.
Once he starts with you guys, that's unrelenting. They're not going to stop. There's a long way to go. But anyway, you know, most of the people that complain about baseball, I find, are still watching baseball. So my response to that is, so you're not watching? I said, oh no, I'm watching. But da 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 da. So you're
but
watching
the ratings, right? Chuck. But the ratings don't say they're watching. They're not
more
watching as much.
More interest in baseball this year than ever. More interest in baseball.
Stop, Chuck.
Well, Let me ask you something.
I'm in that business. I'm in that business, and
you
down.
Are in that business because you're in that business. I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
The clock is an obvious something we need. That's going to help a lot. We've already talked about that. But the 4 things that really slow the game down: the reviews, the pitching style, the pitching changes, and the strikeout. They're the 4 culprits for length of game, okay? And the pitching is so dominating now, like the other sports, okay? Quarterbacks are throwing in the 70s now. They're getting better. Shooting is in the 40s in basketball. Batting averages are plummeting all-time low this year. What are you going to do about this pitching dominating Major League Baseball?
Well, they changed the rule with changing of the pitchers, which helps, but it doesn't help enough. It doesn't. I don't know what else. The clock is the big thing. And here's the problem. There's no penalty. So if he doesn't throw the pitch within 20 seconds, it's a ball. If the batter is not in the box ready within 20 seconds, it's a strike. And you've got to enforce it. That's the big thing. You've got to. And the Players Association will not allow you to enforce that rule. That's another problem.
Think about it. Well, what the association says no because of why? Here we go.
Because they want their pound of flesh.
Yeah, the pitchers are so nuanced that they have to go through all the machinations to get ready to throw a pitch.
Well, the pitching, when you talk about pitching being dominant, they don't have to walk 13 batters as they were last night. Alvarado, every time he comes in, there's never a clean inning. There's never a clean inning. He always walks somebody, and last night he walked two. It's a joke. It's a joke.
I know you know this, but the last point for the listeners, the pitchers now are skilled at pitching off the plate, not to the plate. It used to be a 90-mile-an-hour pitcher threw the ball over the plate. Now if you watch the plate box, no one's throwing in the middle.
Alvarado doesn't know where the pitch is going. Well, he just knows he's throwing it hard.
You ever notice, though, he does come back 3-0? When he's 3-0, he throws a strike down the middle and twice.
If I'm a hitter, I never swing at a pitch from Alvarado. I never swing at a pitch.
You never swing at a pitch. Yeah, listen, a quick mention, if I'm still in the air, I can tell. The referee, and just to switch gears here, William Scott, a guy that most people in South Jersey know very well. He did all sports, mostly track, was killed by a javelin that went into his neck, and then he survived the surgery, but then he had an infection and died recently, 71 years old. This guy did sports in South Jersey. After he got back from the war.
Right, well, great obviously, guy, Mike, and, my condolences to the family. And I appreciate
brutal.
It. Chuck, have a great weekend.
Buddy.
Take care. Good seeing Chuck the other day. I actually saw Chuck the other day with he and his son. He took time out from Grimley Financial to actually have a meal at a restaurant, but he does that quite often, so he takes that time out. Periodically. Let's go to Doug. Doug, you're on WIP.
Howard, it's good to talk to you. It's been a while. I've been listening to you about 30 years now.
How's things in Mays Landing there, Doug?
Good. Been working from home since the pandemic started.
Yeah,
been going into work occasionally.
Yep.
So I wanted to talk about the numbers thing for the college and NFL. I think the reason why they've decided to go with this number format change is because you have so many numbers that are all over the place in college, like you've talked about. And I think the NFL is wanting to have a connection with the Heisman Trophy winner wearing number 6 in college, wearing number 6 in the pros. And you get all these players that are now coming in, like, you know, the guy from Washington, that Chase guy, wore number 9. He was forced to wear number 99 in Washington. And they didn't want number 6 to be worn by somebody other than Smith. And they wanted to sister off the college thing.
Well, yeah, but NFL had rules because it helped identify what positions they played. Now, the receivers have been in the single digits and the teens. So that's not a big change. But when you get Darius Slay going from 24 to 2, I mean, what corner? In the NFL, it's just like two. But the biggest problem is that the fans now have to refresh themselves on who's what number, so they lose that identity. And the fans that bought jerseys, I don't know if anybody bought a Darius Slay jersey, but that's Darius Slay ought to have to pay to buy that jersey back. And the same thing with Jalen Hurts. He should have to give whatever fan comes to their pro shop with a jersey with a number 2 on it, he should have to give that money back so the fan can get another jersey with his number on it.
I totally agree with you. I think it's a bad change, and I like the fact that in the NFL, you know who's playing what position based on the number and not having to know.
All right, what rule change would you like to see?
Well, the one that I dislike is in extra innings, putting the runner on second base. I think it's horrible that you're actually admitting that you need to speed the game along even more so in the extra innings.
All right, hold on. We're going to qualify it because that's in there. I don't know if it's going to win, but that's in there. Mickey Mouse's the game up. I mean, just why don't you just play the games in Disney World because it becomes Mickey Mouse anyway. Dave, you're on WIP.
Yeah, how you doing, Howard? You said a lot of interesting things this morning, and then when I was waiting, the person right before me touched on it. But when you were speaking about Bob Baffert and, like, what a cheater he is, and also the sensitivity for the animal.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, people in power always know the right people, where I was thinking, like, you know, why can't they just expel him because it's so flagrant what a cheater he is?
Because it's about money. They shouldn't expel him, but they should give him a long suspension. I mean, I don't know how you enforce it, but he just can't come to the tracks anymore. All right, because I'm up against it, Dave, what's your rule situation?
Yeah, and I got that mixed up. I thought in the beginning of the show you were saying about cheating. So I was going to just say, am I wrong with that?
Yeah, it's about the rule changes that you like or don't like.
Well, I know, like, in baseball, I remember I was working after the games when Carlton used to pitch. He would get done so fast.
Yeah, but what's the rule change? Because I'm up against it here.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I don't know. I really don't have a good answer.
That's all right. I appreciate your participation. Thanks, Dave. Take care. Jason from – Jason, it says the Dirty 30. What the hell is a Dirty 30?
Howard, how are you, buddy?
Good, how are you? What's the Dirty 30?
You know what the
Dirty 30 is. The Dirty 30 it's over. It's disbanded. It's done. I know what it was, but nobody even knows what the Dirty 30 is anymore. It's been disbanded. You guys are done.
We're not done. We're still alive, Howard. We're still alive.
All right. What's your contest? What's your rule change?
I do not like the fact that in extra innings, they implemented the rule that a player starts at second base.
Yeah, somebody just said that, Jason. But that's all right. But I appreciate your call. Come up with a new name for you guys, will you? Dirty 30, you gotta freshen it up a little bit. But that's all right. I appreciate you calling, Jason. Take care. All right, Jerry, you'll be the last one.
Hey, Howard.
What would be your rule change?
And, rule change would be in football. So at a PAT or a two-point conversion, you know, the defense can commit a personal foul, like, and get away with it. There's really no penalty because they put the ball on the 50-yard line and they kicked it for a touchback anyway. So my thought would be enforce it when the offense comes onto the field and push them back to the 10-yard line rather than the 25.
Yeah, that's not a rule that's already in place. That's the one you want to put in there.
That's what I would put in, right.
Yeah. You know what? It's not a bad idea, but that's not what I was looking at. But, Jerry, I appreciate it. Call back again next time, and we'll discuss the other things you want to discuss, too, which is Jalen Hurts. Thanks, man. Jalen Hurts is a starting quarterback. Let me just say that right now. He's the starting quarterback. Stop with this nonsense of Nick Sirianni. His coaches aren't competing for their job. Jason Kelce is not competing for his job. And Jalen Hurts is the starting quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles. Nick, I love you. I don't know you yet that well, but I love you. But it's nonsense. All right? All right. All right. Kyle, we got to do this. I have two that I was looking at. What were you looking at for the winner?
I was looking at a couple. Actually, Glenn Macnow's here. He's waiting. He wanted to go up and give you a rule change quick.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, put him up.
Hey,
put him up.
How are you, Howard?
I'm great, Glenn. Hey, it's good to hear you, Glenn.
Yeah, nice to talk to you. By the way, I just want you to know, yesterday Ray and I recorded Andrea Kramer for Future Tell Us Your Story, the terrific broadcaster, and she paid a real high tribute to you, which will run in the interview, about how you really helped her when she was breaking into the business.
Yeah, it's just, I remember the day, and it's just, people don't understand that of me. I try to help. I have interns that work at ESPN. It's something you should do. And Glenn, I know you would do the same thing, and you probably have done the same thing. You just to help people, you know, find their dream. And you know, I knew her parents, but I knew her, and I knew she worked it. But for whatever reason, she did it on her own. But the thing is, it was a pleasure to help her, and I'm glad that she became a tremendous
success. Listen, she achieved very high, but she pointed you out as somebody who helped her, and I thought that was very nice.
Well,
so
thanks.
My rule change, and I heard a lot of the show. I didn't hear all of it, but the dumbest rule, I think, is an NFL rule, which is a team has the ball and is driving for a touchdown, and the guy with the ball fumbles at the goal line,
yep,
and the ball rolls out of the end zone. Touchback, other team gets the ball, 20-yard line. Way too much of a penalty, I think, for the team that was driving for the touchdown. I would stop that being a change of possession, and I would say the team that fumbled out of the end zone, it's a penalty. They go back to the 15-yard line, but they don't lose the ball.
Well, maybe you go back to the spot with a 5-yard penalty where you fumbled it.
It's fine. However you want to do it, I think loss of possession is ridiculous there. And I'm really looking forward to that gift certificate because I love the food there.
You know what? I'm going to tell you what, Glenn. I'm friends with the president. I'm going to get you one anyway because you can't qualify because you work for – we're Odyssey now. So you work
I know
for Odyssey.
No, I'm just kidding. Although I do love – I go to their Ardmore place all the time.
Oh, yeah. Bobby told me –
Bobby's the greatest.
I know.
Yes.
Bobby told me you stay.
Yes.
In.
Oh, man, the roast pork sandwich
great.
Is phenomenal.
Scott there is great. They're all great. Every store – I mean, the whole company is great, but they're great people. But you know what, Kyle and I talked about that rule change you brought up, and I'm surprised nobody brought that up. That's a good one. But here's what, Glenn, you can join in this too. The ones I have it narrowed down to, and Kyle, let's all join in here. I have it, the 7-inning rule for doubleheaders is a joke, and the instant replay should be eliminated because they have some things, they don't have other things. Kyle, which ones were you thinking about?
I was looking at the 7-inning doubleheader and the runner on second. I just think the two major changes to baseball have been.
All right, Glenn, do you have one that other than the one you mentioned?
I'm good with the 7-inning doubleheader as a joke. Baseball is way too long. I heard you talk about that earlier, and it's true. But 7 innings is a little league game. It's not major leagues.
All right, so we're all going to come. Pat is the one that had the 7-inning games, which is a real joke. Just play softball. I mean, just have a beer league out there. Why not? All right. Thanks, Glenn, and it was good talking to you. And I look forward to listening to you and Ray coming up. All right, so Pat, you're winner of the $100 gift certificate for DeBruno Brothers. Everybody loves DeBruno Brothers. Check it all out at DeBruno.com. Everybody have a great weekend, nice day. And one more final two things. The Preakness is a joke. Don't even worry about it because the Kentucky Derby winner really wasn't the Kentucky Derby winner, and they should have announced that already. And Nick Sirianni, just a message for you, big guy. Jalen Hurts is your starter. You know it. You've got to say it. Just like Jason Kelce is your starter at center because he's not competing for a job either. All right, that's my final word. That's my final answer, and that's... That's the end of that. All right, everybody have a great weekend. Thanks to Kyle Quinn on the other side. WIP Sports Time. I don't even know what time it is. It's 9:59. All right, Philadelphia, you know about the great treats and the truth about treats. It's Tasty Cake. If it's not Tasty Cake, it's a Miss Cake. Fistful of chocolate-covered raisins, it's a Miss Cake. Spoonful of peanut butter, bigger Miss Cake. Or the worst Miss Cake. Well, you know, let's put it this way. If it's not a Tasty Cake, whatever it is, it's a Miss Cake. That's just the bottom line because nothing satisfies like great, great products. Perfectly sweet butterscotch crimpet, a creamy chocolate peanut butter candy cake. All the great products from Tasty Cake are sensational. Tasty Cake, accept no substitutes.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.